Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. We're here to have another wonderful program. And it's Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live in the Lightship. We'll be going there probably a couple of minutes or so. And this only works live for the people who are listening. If you are listening to this program, on a archive, then we'll bring us peace energy right now so you can experience that. So here we go with this peace energy. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you don't know where it is, just go to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio here. Just drill down a little ways till a light beam comes up, and here we go. We're going to energize the light beam energy. We're bringing the males this time. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll get a little more energy from them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so when you go to the light ship, you're there physically. Remember, you're out of time, and you're there in your physical body with your clothing on. Typically, your clothes now, pajamas or whatever. And birthday, if you're in the shower or in the tub, and you go up that way. If you are that way, they can give you a robe, so no problem. Here we go. We're going up. And count to five, you're going to feel the energy completely change all around you. And you'll be unattached to the things that you're looking at, sitting on. Everything in your room will feel like it's not connected to you energetically. You're going to be completely out of time in source energy. So here we go, everybody. And you want to think one particular healing that you'd like to have. So here we go. Up to the left chip. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're there now. And we'll go into the first room after having an orientation with the light beam doctors. They're doing that right now with us here. And this probably 10-minute session here could be hours in length on the light ship if we were to look at our time on it. So here we go. We'll go into the first room. This is the green energy room. And you might see a bunch of ripples of green coming into your body, kind of like a wave of green, waves like ocean waves. Here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, you want to request one physical healing. We're going into the centrifuge room. This is where they help to eliminate some of our negative patterns that we have, addictions, etc. So you want to think of something there, too, maybe a different situation that you're dealing with. And we'll see if they can release that process from you a little bit or give you some more clarity on it. So here comes this energy. It's a lack energy. If you're a first-time listener, when I bring in the lack energy, it'll feel very heavy probably. And then after about 5 minutes, it'll lift, and you're going to feel a lot better, a lot happier. So here comes the energy of lack, and it looks for particular energies that is associated with what you're requesting. Remember, the light always sees you in pure perfection, so you have to request a healing. They see you as perfect, whole, and complete, regardless of what situation you're in. So here we go. Here comes the energy from the centrifuge room, the lack energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to the rainbow waterfall room. This is where the raindrops are all like little droplets of water, different colors, and they will help to do some healing work with us. Again, request your healing. Here comes the rainbow waterfall energy. And you're underneath it right now, underneath the waterfall. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And our next room that we're going into is the room where they have the penguins and also the koala bears. If you like those, remember, on the light ship, they'll bring forth different energetic energies that are here that look more physical to what we're used to. So we can understand what they look like. So here we go. Here comes the energy of the koala bears. and the penguins. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to have some oxygen our way now. We're in a room with bubbly water, and we're breathing underwater without having a mask on or anything. And all these bubbles are going to be here to help heal us. Here we go. Request the healing again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. If you want to have a different oxygen now, we can have one that we're actually breathing. The other one is going through our whole body right now, going into our skin, through our skin, into our physical body. But for breathing into our lungs, we're going to bring in number 18 oxygen. Each one is a little different. So here comes number 18. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So you may want to inhale, exhale a few times. And here's number 18 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go to another room. And we'll go into the room where they have the little magnets or floating magnets. They kind of look like donuts. And they're going to be working around us here. We do this a lot on the Ascension call that we are going to be having a week from today, the 4-hour conference call. So here comes the floating magnets. And you might feel them kind of going into your body. Your body normally, for some people, will buzz and pulsate. And you might feel some tingles, some chills going through you as these things start to align your body energetically. So here comes the magnetic energy from these magnets. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Bring in another oxygen for us. Let's bring in number 87. See what they want to show us right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another oxygen here. Let's bring in 52. Inhale and exhale again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go on to the room where Princess Diana is. This is her spirit energy room. And she was down here in Jesus 2,000 years ago. And she is also here physically 2,000 years later with the same mission, which was to awaken people for the humanitarian compassion energy. So here we go. Here's her room. We're going into it now. You may feel her energy. A lot of times she'll bring in a smell of roses, just like Mother Mary will. So here's her essence energy coming, her spirit energy. It's very heart-opening for a lot of people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's go into a room that has the pain release energy. So you must request a healing if you have pain. If you don't have physical pain in your body and you can remember or recall a time that you did, the energy is still more than likely with you. Remember, you're just recycling the past over and over again. So if you had a pain, 20 to 50 years ago in your body and you want to have that released from you, just think of it right now. And it will release one particular energy trauma from you. Here we go. So think of when you're in pain, releasing that. For women, it might be childbirth. Here we go. Or it might be a kidney stone. In the room now, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll bring in another energy. We'll bring in the violet whales right now. Here they come. Request healing, because they're here to help you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into one more room here. This is where they help to correct left and right brain energies. So if you like that, you can request the healing too. Here we go. Going into this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room that has the large bumblebees and also the sunflowers. Two different rooms here. We'll be coming back from the light ship, so here we go. Into these two rooms. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that feels pretty good. Increases energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll have one more oxygen come in our way before we come back from the light ship. And here's number eight, oxygen. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and eight. Okay, everybody. Well, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we had our animals and pets up also. So we'll be coming back right now. We're thanking all the different doctor teams. That was much more than I mentioned tonight working with us here. And we're now getting ready to come back. So I'll count to five to bring us back and disconnect the Creation Light Ship link to you, the tunnel of pure white light that forms around you as you're being transported to the light ship and brought back. So here we go. We're going back down to Earth here. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so hope you all enjoyed that. So, Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, hi, Ron, I am. Excuse me. Thank you very much. Very, very relaxed tonight. That was really nice. Pete from Australia is saying thank you for the koala bear room. The fast chat is playing up a bit. It seems like other people are having problems, too. It's blanking out quite a bit, so I don't know if everybody's able to type in, but there were lots of questions left over from last night, and if any of you are on again tonight and want to retype those in, we'll try and get to those. And as Ron mentioned before we went up to the light ship, if you're listening to this as an archive, and the date today, I think it's July 2nd, 2011. If you're listening to an archive, you won't actually go up to the light ship. You have to be live on a Saturday night show to do that, but you will be able to listen to what happens up there and come on another Saturday and just experience the peace energy that Ron brought in to begin with. So I just see one question for now, Ron, and that is also from Pete in Australia, and he's asking whether the light ship can clear damage that people may have had if they've had X-rays, if they've had an X-ray.
Well, we could try something like that right now if you like.
Okay.
So we will reconnect back to the light ship, and this only will work right now for the people listening live, and we're going to bring in an energy here. to help you out with that. We'll just see how it works for you. So here we go. Just sit back and relax and just feel your body energy. So one, here it comes. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, get some more energy here to release some of the toxins in the body there, radiation. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see how that is feeling, everybody. And I'd like to have some comments on the fast chat on what this experience was for you. Back to you, Carrie.
Well, that was really interesting. I remembered as you were beginning to do that, I was thinking about what if I had x-rayed, and the only thing I could think of was teeth a couple of times. And I have heat now on my lower left jaw, and I had a big old yawn when you did it. So that's great. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up, Pete. And I know on another occasion, Pete was also asking if the light ship can do anything for people who've had chemo. And I know you can't run that through your body, but when you take us up to the light ship, is that any different than you having to run it through your body? Are the light beings that are not in a body the way you are able to help with people who've had chemo?
No, it still goes through me because people are here physically, so.
Okay. All right.
I still get the dose, so I don't run chemo energy.
Yeah, okay. Okay, great. A whole chunk of fast chat just popped up on mine, so I'm just scanning through to see. Cindy is asking, she said she came on a little late and she's wanting to know if she made it up to the light ship. So if somebody comes on while we're on the light ship, do they still get taken up, Ron, or is it just people who are on the show when you say we're going up?
We had about six people actually come on afterwards, maybe about 3 to 5 minutes into the program. So.
Okay, great. Okay, and I think we have a caller on. Is somebody out there? Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Are you calling from?
I'm in Southern California.
Oh, you're baking.
In Riverside County.
It's hot.
I'm on the edge of the desert. It's 100 degrees out here. It's so hot.
Yeah, it's in L.A. too, that hot. Yeah.
we're outside on the edge of the desert away from the population.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have a question about the four-hour session Saturday, July 9th.
Okay.
And I and my spouse would like to do it, so it says $60 for personal plus spouse is $30. So when
yes,
I go on
correct.
The website to pay for this and I click on the PayPal, it says $60. It doesn't say, you know, what about the additional 30 for the spouse? So I'm a little confused.
Yeah, you might scroll down and see if it's listed there. Normally it has two options there. If not, we'll get the webmaster to check it out here.
Yeah, because I would like to do that. That would be the very first thing we've done with you because, you know, I don't have a job any longer like the rest of the population, so that's all we can do right now. But yeah, I was worried about it because I wanted to register.
Okay, yeah, if it doesn't get changed within a couple of days here, okay, then send me an email, and I'll contact you maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, okay. And your email address is on here, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's creationlightship@yahoo.com, yeah. And just
Okay.
Type in it.
All right. Okay, then, that's about it. You know, maybe I can ask you a real quick question about Ascension.
Problem.
You know, you're probably familiar with Project Bluebeam.
You can describe it briefly here.
Well, it's like a fake alien invasion, ascension, you know, like a mass
abduction. I've heard about that, yeah.
It's a NASA project, black project called NASA Bluebeam. So I was wondering how can we differentiate from, you know, that one as opposed to, say, the real one?
Well, the real one, you're not even going to know anything about it. There's no warning. It happens instantly. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
It'll just automatically happen.
I've been trying to keep myself calm ever since the light bulb went on. And, you know, because I've been kind of at the edge of my seat now that I've had this new paradigm shift, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh. Do you have some, what do you recommend? Because I need to keep my emotions and fear in check.
What I would do, since you mentioned that you're maybe unemployed right now, do the self-empowerment clearing.
Say again, the what clearing?
The self-empowerment. Say, it takes about 6 weeks, at least a month to 6 weeks, for most people to run through all the different issues. It's about 30 issues, I believe, on it. It can be 39 or something like that, but there's quite a few issues. And you run through each particular issue, and when you get done with it, you feel much better.
Which one was it? Because when you said it, your voice cut in half.
Okay. Are you able to talk about it, Carrie?
Yeah, it's, Shannon, it's called a self-empowerment clearing. Self-empowerment.
Oh, I got it.
Ron, your line is cutting in and out a little bit. That's why Shannon wasn't able to hear. Yeah, so it's $50, and you get all of Ron's clearings on the website are available 24/7, so you can go on there, you know, as much as you want, whenever you want. Excuse me. And with the self-empowerment clearing, you have 6 weeks in which to use it as often as you want. There's a drop-down box with, I think, 38 different issues that, you know, many, if not all of us, have, you know, dealt with some or most of them, things that can be blocking you from moving forward in your life or making a change that you want to make in your life. There's also a custom box where you can put in an issue that might not be listed. You can also clear hexes and spells and curses that may have been put on you that you're not aware of or aware of.
Wow.
And you just put your name into it once you get onto the page. Put your name in the clearing, and then there's on all Ron's clearings.
Please enter your extension number. When done, press the pound key.
I'm hearing another voice. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I heard that too, yeah.
Okay,
maybe
all
we're
right.
Still on the show, though.
Are you still on, Shannon? Okay, all right. So I'll just keep talking, and Shannon, hopefully you're listening. You're listening over the computer still. So, where was I? Oh, yes. Okay. So on all of the clearings on the website, there's a timer that counts you down. So you need to set your screensaver so it doesn't come on during the clearing, because you need the picture of the light being up throughout the clearing. And so once you've done that and once you're into the clearing, you just work your way through as many of those issues as you like. I would do all of them if I were you, because even though you perhaps think that something doesn't apply to you, it may be hiding out in your DNA, it may be, you know, so many years ago that you don't remember it being an issue in your own life, and it's worth clearing everything. And because you have 6 weeks, you know, you've got plenty of time to do it. So it's a really, really good one for getting out of your own way, basically. Anything else that you'd want to add to that, Ron?
No, I think you kind of summed it up. A lot of people who tried it were able to. What the clearing is it's a sampling of many clearings that's on the website. And so what it's designed to do is to get somebody jump-started back into life. And a lot of those clearings are actually whole lifetime clearings, if you wish to go a lot deeper. But it's designed to get somebody kind of jump-started, motivated, Maybe somebody is having situations, they don't know how to clear it. So it's like a just a jump start. It's like a big Band-Aid. So it will work. And then if you find issues that you may want to actually clear later, you can. But it's trying to get you into the stream of life again. And that's what it's for. And a lot of people love it because they were maybe having difficulties with finances, maybe trying to get a job, being creative or whatever, being in their own way, stuffing a lot. And with the clearance, they finally feel like, now I'm self-empowered, and I'm able to move forward more in your life. So it's $50, and it's effective for 6 weeks. And just get in there and do it. You know, it's helped a lot of people. Along with that, you might want to do the psychic billboard clearing for $20 for the month. And the way that one works, you've done where you are in your life right now. And this is what people are reading you with, okay? The vibration that you're transmitting to other people. And you may one thing, what's being stated or shown to people or psychically transmitted is something else. Maybe somebody has put a hex or spell on you, and you're trying to get a job, and what is deemed with the energy around you is that you're unemployable, you're unworthy, you're always late to work, you know. Don't hire me, I'm going to cause trouble. And for you, you wonder why people are rejecting you when you for job interviews. That's kind of the way it works. So that clearing is good for that, too. And you can always ask your friends what they can read from you, if you wish. Some people don't know how they're transmitting energies or what they're transmitting, and all your friends can probably tell you. So just tell them that you won't be angry with them if they say something that's kind of demeaning or something, you know. But you're able to put that in there, like, I'm unworthy to get a job. And then you put that in. There's three different boxes there. You probably make them all the same. It's what you're doing to yourself, how your mind is transmitting this. It's what other people are doing on your billboard. Remember, the psychic billboard is like a big screen, we'll say, that people read. This is all about you. And so other people can write on your billboard, which is kind of yucky. So that's where people do hexes and spells. And then you have what the alien control is, what the aliens want you to do. Remember, they're controlling you from your birth date. That's your natal chart. So you have three boxes there that you can change, and you first write down where you are, okay, what you're transmitting. And then in the next box underneath that, you put down what you want it to state. And you want to check it probably every 2 to 3 days and see where you are, because all of a sudden you will find that the people around you will shift and change according to what is on your billboard. And you want to keep checking it, because if you don't, you're going to be stuck in a pattern that you're in, and you don't want to be in a pattern, and you want to change the pattern to something that's more beneficial for you. And so a month of that, you should be on your way. But both of those are very good clearings to do, and that's why they're put up, is to help people move forward in their life. In fact, if anybody out there listening now has done maybe either one of those or both, if you could call in and maybe describe what it's done for you, that would be wonderful. That way it comes from somebody on a more personal basis. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if you would like to call in tonight, there are a couple of numbers. They're listed under the button for Station 1. And toll-free, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is 888-815-9756. And I would then go to line 3 after that, which is area code 530-413-4522. That's line 3. So, Shannon, hopefully you heard the rest of that. Call in again if you'd like to, or see if you can type in. I know there's still a lot of problems with the fast chat tonight. People are having a lot of trouble typing in their questions. The only one that I see right now, Ron, is a request from Lisa, and she's asking, this is kind of a broad thing maybe, maybe you can narrow it down, but she's asking for a timeline crash for alien interference.
Yeah, Yeah, that would be pretty broad.
Yeah.
We have the alien attack page up, so that's probably what you'd want to get onto. And, you know, that clearing is designed to, it's $30 for the month, say $1 a day. And you can go in there, and I think there's probably about 8 to 10 different options that you can go into. So it's very impactful and pretty much complete with different things that can happen. What I'll do is a clearing, I'll clear a timeline for everybody. And the fear is a big one for a lot of people. So let's do an alien timeline for fear. So for the new people, the aliens abduct you according to the emotional energy that you're running. So naturally, we all have different energies. And even an energy of being peaceful and happy is another one. In fact, I'll do a timeline crash for that, too. But we'll do one for fear. Most of the energies would be more on the negative side. So whatever emotions that you might have, that would be a negative emotion. They're waiting to abduct you on that, and that's how they get your energy. So you go to these timelines. So if you're kind of wondering what I'm talking about, you say, well, I don't think I've ever been abducted. That sounds pretty bizarre to me. Well, have you ever lost your keys? Have you misplaced anything in your house? Have you lost a jacket or coat or even socks, and all of a sudden they appear mysteriously a week later or maybe even longer than that, you know, and you looked in the same location and it's, you know, there, and you looked, you know, 20 times. Maybe you had other people even help you look. And then all of a sudden it turns up to where you normally always would put it. That's because you were abducted. A lot of people will say, well, yeah, one of the fairies took it or an elf got it or something, you know, or I got some minions here doing this and things. No, no, you were abducted, and it's on a timeline. So that's how it works. If you feel your car shifting on the road and you feel a little dizzy and you wonder what's happening, that's an abduction point, and maybe you got dropped in. And the car had to swerve a little bit because you're now integrating and coming into this reality, or other people are coming into this reality when you're here, and you wonder why they're honking a horn at you or giving you the oneness sign, you know, in the rearview mirror or something, you know, as they think that, you know, you did something awful. And maybe they just happen to drop in slightly out of sync, and you were a cause to a problem that they were experiencing, which could be maybe, you know, they thought maybe you were rear-ending them or something, or trying to get up on their bumper or something. So, or the car swerved and they thought that you were swerving at them, but it was actually their car because they were not in the exact location. So anything that happens like that, that's weird, that you can't really explain, and that's an abduction process. That happens daily. So let's do a timeline crash, and remember that they abduct you on your emotions. So first we went for a negative emotion of fear. Here we go. And I'll count to 10, and you're going to actually feel the energy change. If you have clouds around you, and the timeline flash crashes on the website, you probably see clouds turn into pieces of ice, like broken glass, you know, shattered safety glass. So just watch the clouds. So here we go. Timeline crash for fear. This one's going to take typically between 5 minutes to a half an hour to complete. And everybody on the timeline will be bounced off and brought back to the earth here. And be living a parallel lifetime. So here we go. That's why you have deja vu patterns, things happening to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And these are all different timelines with the same issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's a negative emotion called fear. Remember, they just get your energy. That's why they abduct you, because you're giving and leaking energy from your body, your spiritual energy, and also from your spirit. So let's do a clearing now for a more positive emotional energy. And we'll do one for laughter. So here we go. Timeline crash for laughter. Remember, that they don't care what the emotion is. It still leaks energy. So 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So that's three different timelines. I'll do a couple more here for laughter. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So you may start to feel your body changing. You might feel lighter. You might feel more at peace. It's because you are being brought back here from alien timelines where they abducted you against your free will. So you're out there living a parallel lifetime. And you don't know about it, but you're supposed to be here. And they fabricate and simulate everything just like it is here, like everything is real. And when you come back here, then you feel better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I just wanted to mention for Shannon, Shannon was mentioning when she called in about being having fear around the topic of ascension, I guess, and just, you know, finding you, Ron, and what you're talking about. And until you have the money to do your whole life fear body clearing, there are, at the top of Ron's website at creationlightship.com, there are some drop-down boxes in the green banner across near the top there, and there's an entry, I should say, that says 5-day sample healings. And Ron, I think you have the fear body in there. Do you remember what's in there? I know there's the emotional body and the mental, and I'm pretty sure the fear is in there.
I think the fear is in there, so you can do some fear samplings to help you out there. Remember,
yeah,
these are just like a Band-Aid, and you typically, the first thing you want to do is the emotional one, and then if that doesn't really help you, then probably, you know, the feeling body might be. But I'll run through some quick samples here. You can see which ones affect you, everybody. So here we go. I'll do, just think of an issue that you have in the last couple of days that's, you know, more upfront in your consciousness here. And I'll do an emotional clearing on that. Then I'll run through and do a fear or feeling body, and I'll do a trauma body to see how these affect you. So here we go. Think of that issue. Emotional body cleared. And feeling body cleared. Trauma body cleared. Sensory body cleared. And empathic body cleared. Okay. Then we'll do fear. Fear body cleared. And anger body cleared. And just see which ones seem to work and which ones did not. So if you felt more like the last one, then that means that that body is probably stuffed full of energy and it's leaking out into your physical. And so not everybody needs all the clearings. So it depends which one you intuitively think that you need. You can ask your spirit naturally. But the empathic one is one that I don't talk about too much, and I probably should because a lot of people are empathic. So, you know, if you do feel like you're seeing energies around you, getting maybe psychic, maybe hits from people because you're in rooms and you start taking in their energy, that would be a good one to do to get rid of your past because the energy is still with you. That's why the whole lifetime clearings are so good, because it takes away the whole lifetime of that experience, not just the one that you're thinking of and ones you don't even know about. But I'll do one now for mental people. So here's your mental body, and we're going to clear that for an issue that you might have. Here we go. So it's cleared right now there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So going back to the the timeline crashes that you do, Candy is asking for a space-time crash for the same issues you did on the timeline, which I think was fear and possibly laughter you did.
Okay, so this might be a little rock-a-rolling for people here. You might feel the energies. So here we go, space-time crash. So one, bringing you back, and you're going to be coming back with all of your trauma that you've experienced. Because you're out there and it hasn't been cleared yet. Your body will readjust to it shortly. But it could be like a rock and roll thing. You might feel your body quivering, shaking. You might have a vision of being tortured, maybe losing body parts. Many things like this might sound kind of scary, but your body now is going to integrate that into it and heal it. We do have a visual on that. That's what happens. And normally when you do the timeline crash, you're brought back, and that's taken into account. But sometimes you're too far out, and you get abducted into other timelines by other aliens, and we can't find you. This way we're able to look for you and bring you back. And so here we go. Space-time crash. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Giselle is asking, she's saying, can you please send healing for my Bell's palsy? I believe that's a neurological condition. I guess if you can do some kind of healing for that, Ron.
What I would say is I could put some energy that way, but there's so much that could be happening there.
Yeah.
I'd say get on the special healing after you do the emotional whole lifetime. But here we go. You need to request what you wish to have and how it's affecting you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So just see if that helps you here. A lot of those issues that we have that we think might be simple or easy can be quite complicated. We have, a dog bite scenario on the drop-down box on the website, which talks about going through a healing process of an issue that looked pretty simple to heal, but it was pretty complicated with different ways to look at it. But anyway, back to you. You might want to check that out, too, just to see what actually is entailed and how complex healings can actually be to have the work done for a healing.
Yeah, that's a really interesting show to listen to when you're new to this, especially. So let's see, what was the other question I saw? Oh, yes, Tina has a question. She says, if someone is neurotic, what clearing or clearings do they need? And she's wondering about the mind loop and the fear and the entity clearing. So if someone is neurotic...
Yeah, the entity could be a big one, as people may be getting entities who have a problem maybe with staying centered, being focused. The mental clearing may help out quite a bit, and also maybe the mind matrix barcode. That one is aliens kind of attached to you, and it depends how strong they are to want to do to your body. So it could be just a control program. So, like I said, it's so complicated on what's needed, how much, how deep you have to go, but I think those would probably be a good way to look at it. Got the clearing to show you the complexity here of healing. So think of a current issue that you have on anything, everybody. some type of physical thing. It could even be, you know, maybe a pain in your wrist or something, or maybe a neck pain, and or a physical problem. And I'm going to go back to a younger age, because that energy is still with you. It just was probably laying dormant. And so we're going to take that inner dormant in you and do a healing on that. This is why the whole lifetime healing is so good, because it goes back and roots out in this lifetime the problem. Remember, what you have now, you've had your whole lifetime. It just happened to resurface and come forward. Or maybe it just came forward, you know, with a full-blown problem, but you had it from birth. So I'm going to go back to the age of two. So just think of your kid right now or whatever you're dealing with, and for most people, it's going to be quite a while. They won't even remember the age of two, but we're going to work on that same issue. This is why the whole lifetime clearings are so important. So here, going on your issue, remember you got to request something, because the light always sees you perfect, whole, and complete. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to help you release that issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's one of the, maybe the issue may have got activated in you. Maybe it took 50, 60 years to come forward. You know, so just see how you're feeling now, how a clearing that, you know, happened a long time ago could affect you right now. And this is the way it works. Remember, in the energy, everything is at the same time. This is why you're living all the lives of your ancestors. You know, so, you know, they're all with you. Even if you didn't like them, they're with you regardless. So all of their thoughts and patterns, blueprints, alien programs, everything out that they've experienced is with you right now. This is why you want to have a whole lifetime clearing to help yourself in this lifetime to get released from that stuff. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. So we have another question from Australia, and Pete is asking, is lust an emotion to timeline clear?
Yeah, I can do that. So here we go. So we'll clear lust. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're doing with that. And we'll also clear away entities, lustful entities. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie, to see how you respond to everybody.
Okay. Let's see. I'm not seeing any other questions right now. We have Janice is saying that she felt dizzy when you were doing the space, I'm assuming from the space-time crash on laughter. Larry says that the empathic and sensory clearing that you did was really good. And I'm not seeing any other questions, I don't think. You know what? I have a request, Ron. I got hugged by a bunch of people today, and I was wondering if you could do an entity clearing for entities that we picked up today. While I'm waiting for a question.
Entity clearing for today. I'm going to use the word stronger here. So stronger, okay. Stronger, stronger, I may have heard a beep. I don't know, but we'll say stronger,
okay.
Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Do we have a caller on?
Hi, is anyone on
okay,
the line? Maybe not.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay. All right.
So here we go. Here we go again. So more energy for entities. Get them released. These are, remember, emotional bodies of people who lived here. And they're hanging out, better known as ghosts. And they like you because they need to come into you to live their life. So they come in through body-hopping people, shaking hands, hugging. And if you stay away from people, they will probably will not attach to you as easily. But that's one sure way to get them. Here we go. Remember, some people, if you're listening to me and you go, well, what's he talking about? Well, have you ever had somebody touch you and you had a pain in your body in that location where they touched you and you thought, well, what do they do to me? Well, they probably slammed you with an entity that had pain. And where they entered, it was very painful. Or you had pain in your body, a little bit of pain, and when they touched you, that entity jumped in with that pain that the entity had, and now you have to deal with that pain, which could be 10 times stronger than what you had initially. This is what entities do and why people who are typically, we'll just say, holy people, which you might call the people who might be in India, who wear white all the time, they don't want to touch anybody, shake their hands or anything like that. They just stand back. And they don't want to be slimed. So they're a little more conscious of what could happen to them with people around them doing that stuff. So here we go. Releasing entities. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right, so Candy is asking how we can protect ourselves from entities.
Well, first thing is to do your life force energy. Do the Be Here Now clearing. Don't touch anybody or hug them. Don't do any handshakes. And then from there, when you feel something going wrong with your body, whatever that is, some kind of ache or pain or something, or you feel like you're not yourself, that means that you have an entity with you, and you want to do clearings to make the space not available for them. They only come to you because you don't have spirit energy in your body. So when you're first born, you don't have entities because you're full of spirit. And as you get older, you start losing your spirit because of judgments. And then from there, you draw entities. So entities only come to you because you're not whole and complete with your spirit energy. So if you had all of your spirit in your body, entities could not come into you because there'd be no place for them to stay. So the whole process is to get cleaned out so that you don't have these energies. Remember, Jesus also was kind of noted for, taking entities out of people too, okay? So that's the way it is. So he's casting out what they call demons, which are just entities, something that's making you not be yourself because they're in you taking your body over. So that's what happens. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I've got 9:56, Ron. I'm not sure how many more minutes we have,
yep.
But...
Looks like about that time then, huh? So
yeah.
We'll probably call it quits for the night here, everybody. So I'll bring in some peace energy. A week from today will be our Ascension 4-hour call. It starts California time, Pacific Standard Time at 1 o'clock. It's a 4-hour conference call. You can be absentee on it also. Most people just love to be on call. Because they feel the energies. We do water charging with 7 containers of water the last hour. Then you have 1 hour or one particular week of water to drink. And each water container builds upon itself. So they're all using consecutive order. So I'll bring in some peace energy, everybody. Then the next day after that, we're doing the 8-hour intensive, get rid of the alien critter that's living inside of us here. And you can listen to some sample shows from the BBS archives also. It's on the website. Just go down. There's two shows for alien stuff on the top drop-down box. Peace energy coming, everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, you might watch the light beam change. If you wish, you can look at it. It will become more three-dimensional. And we'll leave the energy on the website here with the light beam on either BBS or the Creation Lightship website. Leave it up for 2 hours for everybody. So straight up in the hour and 2 hours, the energy will drift off. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, that feels really good. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everyone. Thank you for listening tonight. And our next BBS program will be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific and at 7 o'clock Eastern on station number 1. Well, thank you, Carrie, and callers for calling in. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.